So this is connections over coffee. I've got mine. Got my coffee. Got my coffee. You got your, you got, do you, are you a tea
I have my
drinker or
water
coffee drinker?
today.
Okay. Oh, I love your cup.
I'm trying to cut back on my coffee because of my acid reflux.
Ah, I
And
get it.
I try to limit myself 2 cups a week. This week, I think I've had four.
Ah, wow, that's yeah, I try to limit myself to 2 cups a day.
Oh,
And you're 2 cups a week.
mine's 2 cups a week.
Yeah, I've got some lots of great stuff. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for your magazine article. I don't know if you've had a chance. I just sent it out yesterday. The link, we're not published. We haven't hit the publish button, but I did send out a link so that you could take a look. Your article turned out wonderful,
Oh, good,
as
good.
all of them did. But the first link, then it kept taking you to the home page. It didn't take you to the magazine. And so then it scrolled down. It's a thread of, you know how when you send out a mass email and then people
Right.
respond, and after a while it starts to create this thread. But an email or two down is a second link, and it works fine. So when you get to the first one, it says, here's the link, and it takes you to the home page. Scroll down an email or two and you'll get the second link so that you can see what the magazine looks like. I think we're going to hit the publish button on Monday. And the only thing that I still need to add is I you know, the whole point is to give back, which is one of the great things about this call, the Connections Over Coffee, is that we talk all the time about how we can give back, and which is why I ask you to be my co-host at Comod, because that's just your life. That's how you roll all the time. And so
That's so true. They were teasing me this week. They go, "You're always on the go doing something." Think last Thursday, I quadruple booked myself one day. I don't know how I did it. And everything was at the same time. So I'm like, okay, how are we going to do this?
what did you
Well, I managed to like a couple things. It's like, I could easily skip that because one was on practice at church for Sunday. Because this past Sunday was the pastor's appreciation.
do?
And
Okay.
usually, if I work the sound system that Sunday, you're supposed to go to the Thursday practice.
I get it. Okay.
So I called the guy that's in charge and I said, "Really, do I need to be there? Because I'm going to be at practice Sunday morning. So I got to be there early anyway. So I'm not, everything's all
Right.
set up." And he goes, "You're cool." And I'm like, "Thank you."
So, okay, so check one off the list.
And then there was dance, and my foot had been swelling up in my legs. And I was like, I'm on doctor's care. So I didn't go to dance practice that night. So that was check two.
Okay, two off the
And then
list.
I ended up, one was to meet a girlfriend I used to work with. We went to a sit, sip, and shop. And it
Okay.
was like a lady here locally. She has a photo studio that she built. It's a huge garage, really nice. And they had like a boutique set up in there. They had some finger foods and drinks.
Okay.
You could shop and just visit. And I went, she picked me up, so I was able to go to that. I was home in enough time to jump on a Zoom. So
There
I
you
caught
go. And it
the
all worked out. And I find oftentimes those things do work out when you think, oh, there's no way I'm going to get all this done. It just seems to have a way to work out. So I love that. So the only thing that I need to add to this magazine is some ways that we are actually giving. Now, there is a section in the magazine. Matter of fact, can I show it to you?
Sure, I would love to
Okay.
see it.
All right. So let me, I'm going to have to come back to my emails and see if I can find the link. This is the thread here where I think this is the one that didn't work. So this was my email where I just said there's a big shout out to Katie for helping, you know, kind of lay it all out.
Okay,
Oh,
I did see that.
it's going to make me sign in. How come that happened? I was right in the middle of reading an email and it's going to make me sign in again. Not sure why that happened.
Now
Oh,
you
I do. I bet I do know why that happened. It's because we're here at the condo in Florida, and Mark is Yeah, Mark has been painting, and we've been moving. We got some new furniture, and he had the Wi-Fi unplugged, and so I'm just now back on today. It's up here trying to come on. There it is. So anyhow, a big shout out to Katie, and then we compared our layout to several other online magazines, and we like the one page scroll down option better than the flip book. When you get to the flip book, and you know what I'm talking about, where you click the little arrow on one
Yeah,
side of
the arrows to go to the next page. Yeah.
the yeah, and it looks like a magazine, you know, and so you're like, oh, this is pretty cool, but it's so hard to read, and you have to blow up each page to read it and kind of move the page around to read it, and then you have to shrink it down in order to click the next one. And we looked at several different magazines, and several were just in the scroll down option, and we kind of liked that better. So it made reading the magazine easier. And then my next big shout out is to all of you who submitted an article. You certainly delivered. Three folks didn't get to submit. Sally was traveling, and Debbie was in the middle of another project, and Estella was in the middle of another project. So those three are going to submit next quarter. But everybody else did. So
I was
we're
so
looking.
nervous and I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. And I have been running and
Well, I'm gonna give you a little tip while you're on today. And so, you know, again, for those of you that are listening to this later, this is gonna turn into kind of a yay, Carmela, and a little bit of coaching and all of it combined. So anyhow, so sit back and enjoy the conversation. But anyway, Katie did take a little bit of editorial liberties adjusting some pictures and text to make sure it fit the platform. And then that was our link. Now, the problem is that's the link that's not working. So let's see if I can scroll down and find the one that is. That one took you to the home page, and I wanted to take you to the current one. And of course, it's not going to let me open that. Oh, here. I'm trying to open those emails and it's not letting me.
Is that the second one?
That's the first link. And then I finally got a link that would work, but and it's buried in these nine emails here, and it's not letting me open them. I'm not sure why. Because oh, Debbie's in. Hold on. Let me stop sharing. Debbie, thank you. I'm glad you raised your hand. Did not see you sneak in there. So we're letting you in. And then I'm going to go back to sharing my screen. So welcome, 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 Debbie. So anyway, let me see if I can get to it this way. Again, we haven't launched it yet, which is why I can't just go to a launch link yet. Because we're not going to launch it until Monday.
What are you going
But
to launch?
I do want to add a page or two. Debbie, have you seen, I sent out the email. Have you seen the magazine yet?
No, when did you send it out?
Sent it out over the weekend.
You're going to have to send it to me again because I didn't don't think I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to it. Well, ladies, I don't have the link and it won't let me go to the email where I sent the link. Here it is. All right, this is the magazine. You're gonna love it. Can
Oh,
everybody see
that
that?
mug looks so cute.
And the wind's blowing my hair. I tried to get my bangs to stay down and they wouldn't stay down. And everybody said, no, we love that picture. Just let it go.
Yeah, I love it.
So for Debbie, you did see, I think, an original cover where I had more red in the cover. And I did change the color a little bit more to orange because everybody's articles, of course, were about fall. And so we ended up having a lot of pictures that had orange in it. So I changed it, and of course then I added my little pumpkins down here. So this is the fall cover. And so we're gonna do it quarterly. So we'll do another one in December. We'll collect everything for the January issue for the winter issue. And so again, we're gonna not have a lot about Christmas because it's gonna come out in January. So it's gonna be all about winter. So January, February, March, because then it's gonna be quarterly. So anyway, then we'll do the spring. Yes, Debbie.
So this magazine hasn't come out yet.
No, it's coming out on Monday.
Okay,
Yeah, this
gotcha.
is the one that we were just collecting all the articles for, you know, where we had our deadline for all of the articles here earlier in October.
Right.
And so anyway, this then just gives a little bit of a foreword about what the magazine is about. You're going to love it. And then what's in this edition. So we have the cover design. Then we have all the different articles here. And Carmela, right there you are, a life of service, Carmela Banks. And then over here is our why, our vision, our mission, and our values. And so far, there's just two of us on the staff, just me and Katie. And then here, look how nice this turned out. This is Happiest at
That's
Home
beautiful.
with Kyle Brandon, Lake Talks with Ruth Pierce, Wellness Wins with Rita Brewer.
Wow.
And then when you scroll down, there are their articles. Very easy to read. The scroll down, we decided, Debbie, before you jumped on, we decided we'd like the scroll down better than the flip books as far as readability.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we put a little blurb here about each one of the staff writers and a link to connect with them. Because the whole point of me having the magazine is to promote you guys. That's the whole reason. And so, for those of you that are listening, join the tribe, get promoted. If you've got something going on, we want to help you, whether it's a business or even if it's a nonprofit, but whatever it is that you would like to promote, that's our goal. And yes, Debbie. No,
I'm
you're
just
good.
full of questions.
Yeah.
So is this their article that
Yes.
okay, and so they have these different sections like Before the Whirlwind of Festives. That's a like a chapter per
Yeah, what it is each of you, I ask each of you to be a staff writer. And what that means is you'll have a category, and then all your articles will be under that category. So Kyle's, we were going to do something about real estate, and he wanted his category to be happiest at home. That's his category. And then his article this quarter was Falling for Fall. And then Ruth's category is Lake Talks with Ruth. And this one was Take Time This Fall to Love and Value You. And then Rita wanted the Wellness Wins category. She's, and again, Kyle is my, now you guys will get this. There is some madness here, method to my madness. Kyle is a realtor and he's my co-mod for my real estate lane. See, so happiest at home. Ruth is my co-mod for the clubhouse calls on Monday mornings. And so hers is all about valuing yourself and pouring into yourself. And our conversations are always about that on Monday mornings. And then Rita is my co-host for my Fit as a Fiddle, which is all about health and wellness. So you can see how their categories go along with the actual calls that we're on, and you'll see further as we go into this. And so then when you scroll down, our first feature article is by Linda Thomas, and her category is I Choose Abundance. And so she talks about autumn's embrace, renewing focus and clarity. And so this is her article that she wrote, and I didn't adjust the articles hardly at all. And I'll show Carmela here one. So anyhow, then Mason, his is deeper awareness is his category. Remember, Debbie, he just brought us through his into the forest. And
Yes.
so deeper awareness is his category. And Sherry asked me to change hers to impact success. I forget what I originally had on hers, but she wanted it to be impact success because she's just getting ready to launch. And impact is capitalized because it's an acronym for something that she's launching. And then Carmela, here's you. Look at you. And I used the pictures everybody sent. Carmela, do you remember this picture? Are you there,
Yes, I
Carmela?
did. You know what? I found those in this bakery in Columbus down in, oh my gosh, German Village. And I've
Okay.
never seen flowers like that. So I
Wow.
bought them. I paid $45 for those flowers, but they were beautiful.
Well, they're beautiful. So now, see, now they can live forever, because now they're on your first article. You are now published. And here's what I want to say to you gals. When you publish in a magazine, you are a published author. So Carmela, you are now a published author. Well,
Wow.
officially this coming Monday when we launch, you'll be a published author. But for all practical purposes, you're a published author. And so here is Carmela's article. And I came up with this title because everyone else had given me a title, and Carmela, yours did not have one. So I hope this one, and that's why I
That's
sent the
perfect
email.
because I couldn't think of one, and I'm going, I don't know. Poor Farley. I was a nervous wreck. I go, I can't do this. What was Kathy thinking? I'm not that smart. I'm not that good at that. He goes,
Yes, you
yes,
are.
you can.
Yes, you are. And I'm gonna show you a tip today that I showed Debbie that's gonna be a lifesaver. So
Oh.
I'm gonna show her the chat. Yeah. Am I right, Debbie?
Oh, yes. I
Yeah.
almost blurted it out.
Yes. So anyhow, this is Seasons of Caring, Nurturing Lives, Harvesting Hope. What do you think about that title, Carmela?
I love it. I love it. It says it all in one nutshell.
Well,
Yeah.
wait till you see. So the only thing I did, Carmela, with yours, is that I added the title and I added a final concluding paragraph. And so I'm going to show you that. Everything else is exactly the way you sent it over. And so all I did is I broke up the paragraphs and, so that it, see how it flows. And Mark, he was my beta reader. He said that he really liked how I highlighted each
Yes.
paragraph. He said it made the reading so much easier.
It does. It makes it pop. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that, and but I didn't change anything. And then I added this. This is the only thing I added. So the remainder of my time I spend in church, blah, 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 volunteering. And then it says, so as we embark on this delightful autumn journey, may we find solace and inspiration in the changing seasons, and above all, in the joy of serving and sharing love with those we encounter along the way.
That is beautiful.
So that was my concluding
Beautiful.
paragraph. And so then, and see down here at the bottom, a staff writer for Freestyle Living Magazine and a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. You can connect with Carmela through her LinkedIn profile at or on her Facebook group at.
Wow.
What do you think?
That is, man, my eyes are welting up because this is like one of those aha come Monday, you know.
Yeah.
And this
You.
looks, I like the way it scrolls down. It is
Yes.
easier reading. I mean, because everything is in and it's down, you can just keep going. Because
Right.
like a flip, you would have to kind of like adjust the size, at least when I'm
Right. Every
flipping
time you
through.
flip, then you got to enlarge it to read it because the print gets so small in those little flip
Right.
books. So hard
It's
to
like
read.
think about that when you're looking at like a sale flyer, you know, and you click on it and it's like flipping. It's like, okay, I got to enlarge it, then move this over. But
Yep.
this looks nice.
Yeah. So I like it too. Now we're still going to add a few pages because, again, and I'm going to scroll down in just a moment, but one of the things we wanted to do in the magazine, it's all about giving back to you guys and gals that are participating with me. It's all about to give back, but it's about to promote you. But then we want to just give back to the community in general. And so what I need still, and Katie and I were going to talk about it some hopefully this weekend. I'm going to get on a call with her, and we want to add a couple of, I'll call them advertising pages. But not that we're selling something. It's advertising maybe a nonprofit or an event, or that would bring tons of value to the attendees, something like that. So we need to add a couple pages like that still. But the articles are good, and that's why I wanted to send it out. Now, this is Sandy Kucherik. She is actually my co-host, co-mod for the writers group, and she wrote The Power of Autumn's Darkness. And so it's a little more poetic because she's talking about the person in her story is getting, and this is the picture she sent. And so the person in her story is getting inspired. See, her focus was powerful. Her imagination grew. Her stories unfolded quickly. Words came more easily when summer days turned into autumn. And then she is our second featured staff writer and executive contributor. And then here she does this Into the Springs Writers Workshop. So I advertise that for her, which is the whole point. Then I put a section about discovering our commitment to giving back. And our mission revolves around the spirit of giving. So that's what the whole magazine is about. And on a little side note for you guys, and you'll get it, those since the two of you are here on the call. And can you see, is there anybody else in the waiting area? Can either of you see? As a matter of fact, I'm going to stop sharing for just a moment. And Carmela, yeah, there's no more there. I'm going to make you my co-host, and Debbie, you too. That way, if you happen to see somebody over there, let me know. That way you can see him. Debbie raised her hand. I was like, oh, because once I share, I can't see that section. So anyway, so for those of you that are listening, once you make someone your co-host, they have the same power you have. So make sure you trust them. Anyway, I talked about discovering our commitment around the spirit of giving. So whether it's within our local community, throughout our nation, or across the globe, each year we offer scholarships, valuable product resources, and showcase inspiring speakers who make a difference in their own corners of the world. We encourage you to explore how we can contribute to your journey. So click through to discover how we might be able to support you. So see, again, this is a message to the reader. We want to help the reader. And so we give away this scholarship. So if you click through, you will get information on the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. I give away money every year, resource page, and this whole speakers page. And by the way, both you gals are in the speakers cabinet. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't realize.
We're going to have to show Carmela that. So then sponsorship opportunities, if you click on this button, you're going to love it. I clicked. Let's see if it'll open. Yeah. This is just, again, for those of you that are creating your own products, this is just a Google form. And I just then copied this link up here under the button. So when you click the button, it comes to this form. And this is Freestyle Living Magazine sponsorship. And it's just a name, an email, an address, a phone number. And then please describe if you want to sponsor an ad or an article. And are you interested in being a regular contributor or a one-time contributor? And then you'll be contacted by our team to discuss your sponsorship. And then they submit and it comes up automatically in my inbox. So I created that form on the fly. To put under this button. So consider sponsoring our next edition, submit here. And then it goes into how to subscribe just with an email address and hit subscribe. And that way they get the magazine every quarter. And then here, you're going to love this. Meet our staff and staff writers. Here we go. And there is me. There's Katie. There's Kyle. There's Ruth, Rita, and Linda. There's Mason, Sherry, and Carmela. And then there's Sandy, and with plenty of room for Debbie and Estella. And then at the bottom, and then there's a contact form here as well. Oh, wow. So that's the magazine so far. And I'll scroll back to the top. So what do you gals think?
Wow. I'm blown away. It's awesome.
My words exactly, Debbie. Awesome. That's amazing.
Now, Mason sent back some feedback. He said the only thing that he pondered, and he said maybe it was fine, was that I did the three columns, and he wondered if it could go to two columns instead of three. So go from two columns to one to two to one instead of three to one and three to one. He thought the three made it the print a little small. But if you get that link, and once I hit the publish button and it's published, then there's going to be a link that you can send out an email, do whatever. And when I click even on the sample one on my phone, this site that we're using automatically puts those three columns under each other. So you get the whole article and then it scrolls right into the next article. So if I use the platform the way it's intended, it makes the reading of those articles very easy on a mobile device. It's very mobile friendly. Okay.
I was going to ask you about that because, you know, a lot of people will be more apt to read it from their phone just for the convenience.
Right. So Sherry sent me a link to the Brains magazine. It's Brains spelled Brainz, I think. And so she sent me a link to the Brains magazine because she's getting an article published there just for me to see one that is laid out like mine, more of a scroll down instead of a flip book. And it was not very mobile friendly. And then Debbie, I clicked through on Nikki's, and your article is amazing, by the way. And I clicked through on Wendy's, and hers is strictly a PDF. She created it in like a Google Doc or a Word document, and so she could like overlay pictures. And so she had a you know, I don't have as many options to do that in this platform, but hers is not mobile friendly at all. Once you
No,
go
go
ahead.
ahead, finish.
Well, once you click onto her PDF, in order to get the whole page on your phone, it's so small you can't read all the columns because she's got two columns and pictures, and you have to, and it's like a picture, you have to blow it up and then you have to take your finger and scroll it back all around to see it. And it's not near as mobile friendly. Now, when you look at it on a laptop or desktop, it looks wonderful because it's a full sheet of paper and you can read it just fine. But it's not as mobile friendly. A PDF is not as mobile friendly. Yes, Debbie.
Okay, now, was Nikki's easy to read on the phone?
No.
Really? Okay, because I
No,
haven't tried that.
because again, when you open it up on the phone, you get a whole page on your phone screen.
Yeah.
And it's two columns. And so you have to like blow it up to see to be able to read the print. And then you have to take your finger and move the PDF over to read the rest of it. And you have to move the PDF off to read that. Then you have to shrink it back down to change to the next page. Then you have to blow it. They take your fingers, and kind of separate it to make it larger, move it around so you can read it all. And then you have to shrink it back down to go to the next page. On
That's
my
when
platform,
you lose. That's when you lose a lot of readers.
yes.
It looks friendly on my. Well, you can't see it because. Wow.
What is that?
I pulled it up on my phone, but it looks really good and user friendly. Pulling up the actual magazine on my phone,
Yeah.
I just
Cool.
click the link. I mean, and it just scrolls. I mean.
It just puts it all in line and it just scrolls right down.
I
And
mean.
it takes those three columns and puts them over top of each other
Yeah, because it's. Yeah.
automatically. And so you get the entire article on the whole width of your phone screen, and it's very and you can even blow it up more if you have bad eyesight, but you don't have to. It's like reading an email or reading a text message on your phone. You just can read right down the whole magazine.
What was the name of that, sh the magazine for Sherry?
Brains. It's the word brain with the letter Z at the end, I think.
Brainz
I think so, yeah.
dot com.
I think again, if you look up Brains magazine, it'll probably come up.
Okay.
And again, here's another point. I don't know, and maybe I don't know if I put in Brains magazine, just searching for the magazine, it'll come up. And if I put in Nikki's magazine, I think I have to go to her website first to find the magazine. I don't know that yet. I haven't searched. But
Well, and you can answer a question for me, and I'm really sorry to interrupt,
no, you're fine.
but I know Nikki's magazine is, in order to read the magazine, you have to subscribe to her
Right.
magazine. Now, is that typical on all magazines? Is that the way it is for yours?
I don't want mine to be that way. You can subscribe if you want to get an email with it, but I want somebody to just Google Freestyle Living Magazine and to be able to click on it and look at it. Because
Good
the whole
point.
point is to highlight you guys.
Yeah.
If you're later on going to monetize the magazine where you're going to charge a subscription fee, then only folks that can subscribe can get to it, because you want to put it behind, I'll call it a wall, if you're going to charge folks for it. But if you're not going to charge for it, I think it needs to just be out there so people can pick it up and leaf through
Yeah.
it. And so again, and this is my limited knowledge, and as I learn more, I can tweak it, but the way I understand it is if you make it a tab on your website, then it's searchable. When you go to Google and search, tabs become searchable. If it's just content down in your website, it's not necessarily searchable. So Freestyle Living Magazine is going to have an actual tab on my website. So if somebody like you go in and you're like, I'm looking for the Brains magazine, it'll come up. And if somebody says, I'm just looking for the Freestyle Living Magazine and they don't have the link and they go, oh, I like say Carmela's at church and she's like, hey, I just got published. And they're like, oh, well, I'd like to read your article. She can say, oh, just Google Freestyle Living Magazine. You'll see it. Because she may not have an actual link on her that she can give somebody. Now she may, you know, once it's published, you girls are certainly allowed to save the link and hand it out as much as you want. And you can even put it on your business card. Now, I'm gonna put on my coaching hat for just a minute. One of the things that I really like is Linktree.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you what that looks like. I'm just going to open up a tab. And this is mine. It's free. And this I'm using this as my, and I want to show you why this is important. I'm using this as my electronic business card. This, once you create your Linktree and it's free, this is the URL that you're going to hand out. You're
Oh.
going to hand out your URL that'll say Linktree forward slash Debbie Marks or forward slash Carmela Banks. You see that up here? That's what you're going to hand out. And here's how I like to use it. Let's say that I am, and I'll show you what I do. So let's say that I'm in a networking event. Somebody will say, oh, Kathy, do you have a business card? And I'll say, yeah, I have an electronic business card. I'll just get my phone and I'll say, what's your phone number? And I go right to my text message. Okay. And I just simply text them that link. I
Now,
have
is
that
there
link
a QR
saved.
code?
Do what, Carmela?
Not to interrupt you. Is there a QR code as well?
There is. You can create a QR code as well,
Okay.
and they can just hold their phone over it and get it. But here's the difference. If you let them scan your QR code, they get your information, but you don't get theirs.
Oh,
oh, that's
If
nice.
you
Oh.
text message the link, they have to get, and see, they just ask you, hey, we should connect. Hey, what's your phone number? So now I'm entering their phone number right into my text messages, and I'm sending them the Linktree link. And then I can just go ahead and name that contact and where I like, Carmela Banks met her at church, or Debbie Marks met her at ABC networking event. So now I actually have their information, and all I do is I put their
Oh,
name and where it is that I'm meeting them so that I can go back to it. So, because again, if I meet somebody at a real estate meetup and I'm looking for speakers, I sometimes even do that. You know, John Smith met at ABC real estate meetup, would make a great speaker for my funding month because maybe he's a lender. See, and I can put that right in my contact notes, and he now has my contact information. I now have his contact information. So that's why I like to use it. But watch this when you girls want to market. This is a nice, subtle way to market yourselves. So now you've got your Linktree all set up and all made. And so now when you scroll down, and again, Carmela, Debbie's been through the courses. We teach. Or I teach in the Build a Better Business that you have to start with your story first, which is
okay.
why my story is the first link. And when you click on it, it goes to my story. Carmela, are you familiar with what Hero's Journey is?
No.
A
Oh.
hero's, again, I'm turning this into a coaching call, so I apologize if this
No,
is
this
over.
is good. This is good. So I know what I need to jump on and do.
So the hero's journey is simply, and Debbie has heard this so many times, her lips are going to move. The hero's journey is like once upon a time, here's where I was. And then as you go around the circle, you go, but then I had an aha moment and I discovered that I could do this. And now I want to help you do this. So my hero's journey is once upon a time, I was a single mom, working a minimum wage job, but then I discovered how to create passive income. And now I want to show you how to have passive income. And so that's my hero's journey. Yours can be with your oils, yours can be with service, it can be whatever you want. Now, if you go to my Linktree, write this down. Linktree is Linktr dot ee. That's how they do it in the link. /Kathy Benner. So, as a matter of fact, I can copy this and I will put it in the chat so you can pick it up. Debbie.
Wasn't there, and I know it, I have it saved in my computer, but the article called The Hero's Journey, where it explains everything that you just described.
Yes, but I'm going to show you an actual template, and
Oh.
that's why I wanted you to have the link. So when you click on you got to read this first, and it takes you right to Kathy's story. Here's my freebie for today. Copy what you see bolded and put your own bullet points there. Let me tell you a quick story. Put your story. Then something happened that changed my life forever. What is it that happened? At the time, I had no idea the impact this would have. The problem was, put in your problem, but fill this out for you. It will walk you right around the hero's journey. Fill out those, save the bolded sentence, and then put your own. And that's why I wrote my hero's journey this way. In my website is so that I could use it for my coaching.
Yes.
But save these bolded, and you can get to that right from that link that I just put in the chat. So copy and paste that link somewhere. And when you get to my Linktree, use my hero's journey prompts to write your own hero's journey.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. So that's my first freebie of the day is to give you that. Okay. Then you come back again, and here's what I want to show you. I've got all of my connects here. Like if you wanted to have a strategy session with me, it's complimentary. I have virtual office hours for my mastermind members. You can click there and actually get a free, just you can schedule with me as Ruth schedules with me like every other day. And I love it.
Really?
Yeah. And then here is that Stephanie Mylon Jenkins initiative, which again I advertised on the in the magazine. And here's our event tab, which we're going to get to in a minute. But then it goes to my website, my academy, my one-on-one coaching, my tribe trips. Here's my new book, and here's what I want to show you, right on down to my speakers page or my media press kit, my podcast, my blog. But look at this, freelance contributor to Connected Monthly Magazine. You girls can say staff writer for Freestyle Living Magazine.
And I can list each magazine that I've written in.
Yes. And then when you click the link, it will take your readers or your audience right over to the magazine. So, for example, now this is going to be a flip magazine and you'll see the difference. When I click on that, this is a flip magazine. So, this is what you get.
Oh.
And see, so now you open it, and that's not terribly hard to read, but look at that. Can everybody read that table of contents?
Nope.
If I zoom in.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. And
Yeah.
see, so anyhow, this is his magazine. And when you finally click over, which I love the idea that it clicks, this is my article right here. So this is, and again, you have to scroll around to read it. I
Ah.
wrote the top 15 benefits of networking and serving within your community because this edition for Chris was all about networking. So my assignment was to write an article about networking. And so this is my article. So but see, then I got to go back in order to flip it. You can't flip it until so that's my article, and then there's the little blurb about me. So you see where I like the flip. I like the look of it because it makes you feel like you're actually reading a magazine. but it's not very practical because when you go through it, I can't read any of that. I have to zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, scroll all around to get to it. You see where I'm going with that? So that's my point on the magazine. However, my
Kathy.
point on Linktree is that you can connect where any place that you're writing. You can connect it, you can make a link for it. Now, Linktree, that's all it is. It's just a page of links. That's all it is. So you have to be able to send your people somewhere when they click through on the link. Yes, Debbie.
Okay. Now, can you go into one more step on your coaching? When you're in your article or in that magazine and you come to your article, how can you take your article out of the magazine and make it a separate link?
Just for your article,
Yeah.
with you writing for Nikki, it's going to be easy because you're just going to go to that because she hers is all on a PDF,
Right.
and you're just going to basically screen print the PDF.
Okay.
If I go to Chris's right here on mine, and because I can screen print this, you
Right.
know, because it shows on one page. So if I would go to my page, once you find my page, which is right here, I could make a screen print, but I don't know if the screen print would print the words very well. I would have to see how big I could get this screen print to
Oh,
where you
yeah.
could read it. Because
Well,
see, it doesn't even give me a way to lengthen my page here. I can't even, you know, with an
yeah.
arrow, draw the page down to make it bigger. And all I can do is move my article around like this.
And if you download, you're downloading the whole
The
magazine,
whole
not
magazine,
just that page.
right. That is correct. So,
Okay.
and if I make it smaller, you know, to try to get the whole page on, see, even there, the whole page. See, this
Yeah.
picture would still be cut off down here. So if I get
Huh.
there, now I can see it, but I don't know if the screen print would copy the print very well.
Well, and
So.
one of the reasons why I asked was because I have a separate folder that has my articles in it on my
Right.
computer, but yet I've created a folder where I can put the copies in there. So, it's like, okay, show me your file, what have you done? And I'm in person.
Right. I get
Okay.
it. And you would love to have her finished product where she's placed the pictures and the colors and that would
Exactly.
be, yeah, to have your own little mini version of that. Now, since hers is a PDF, I don't know if she would give you permission, but with permission on a PDF, you could get a copy of just your two or three pages if she would allow that. But again, she's trying to promote her magazine, so she may want you to take the whole magazine. Now, that's not a bad plan if you collect the
No.
links to the entire magazine, because you can still say, here are the magazines where I'm published.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, and but be sure you save all those links. And then the other question or the other point is for you gals that are publishing links out there. Is you've got to have a little disclaimer somewhere that says the link is not yours and you have no liability if the link quits working. Because the link is not yours. See, it's like at any moment somebody could click on this Connected Columbus and maybe Chris takes the magazine down and I know then the link no longer works. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Because it's not mine. This link belongs
It's
to him.
belonged to him. Okay.
So I want to show you a couple more things and then I'm going to get off of sharing. I do want to show you these listings. I need a speaker for an upcoming event. So this is our speaker's cabinet. And as you come down, they're alphabetical. And Debbie, please come here and get speakers. Carmela, if you're ever doing anything on Zoom, anything virtually, you could get speakers from here because not everybody's close to you. And Carmela, look at this.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's a beautiful picture.
See, I want to find a more natural way to support the health and wellness of my family and me. I've recognized the powerful potential of doTERRA Essential, blah, 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 blah. I just love giving and helping others. I am also the co-host of the Kathy Benner International Academy Connections Over Coffee podcast. Connect with Carmela as an expert speaker. And when we click, it takes them over to LinkedIn. I think that was the only place I could link folks to. And of course, the picture matches. And so they're going to go, oh, yeah. So yeah. I recommend that you keep your, if you don't have a website to send folks to, make sure you keep your LinkedIn up to date. Okay. But anyway, there is Carmela. And
guess what I'm working on this weekend. Look, my I just got a text message. My plans for tomorrow have been canceled, so I don't have to take a bunch of a pumpkin patch. So
okay. So anyway, so you are here.
I get that.
So you are here as an expert speaker, and all my co-mods and co-hosts are expert speakers, and everyone else is a professional. And I'll show you why. The expert is the step above, and then the master is, there's like three levels: master speaker, and then expert, and then professional. And so I'm at the top level because it's mine. It's my joint. So I made myself a master speaker, but all you gals are experts. So you're in the middle level, and then all of my folks that I interview are at the lowest level professional, which is the free level. The professional is the free level. And one of the ways that I can give back is I gave you gals the lowest paid level, which is normally paid. But and I'll show you what that looks like. You can join the speaker's cabinet. And so here is the professional level. And here is the expert level, which is $12 a month. And here is the master level, which is $25 a month. The professional level is free. So you gals are all getting a $12 a month level in the Speakers Academy, but I'm not charging you for it. It's something I could give. So that's what I'm giving you, you gals. So anyhow, as you scroll down, and you'll recognize, Debbie, some of these folks because you've used them. But here's a great place to get folks, if you need somebody for a podcast or to interview for some reason. There's Kyle, and see, he's at an expert level. He's at a paid level, but I'm giving that to him for free. Here's Rita. You'll recognize her as being my co-host in Fit as a Fiddle, and she's at an expert. And then my other gals, guys and gals, are all just at the free level. Anyhow, I'm just going to scroll past and down to...
Okay.
Again, they're all alphabetical. We're scrolling down to Debbie. And Debbie, I may change your picture. I like the one that you sent over to...
For Nikki?
Yeah, for Nikki. But I didn't have that picture early on. So forgive me if you don't like your picture, but I can change that.
No, in fact, I was going to ask you. I would like to change
there
my...
There you are.
I'd like to change my picture, and I may redo that, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
The description. Well,
here's you. Global marketing entrepreneur, author, speaker, health and wellness coach, home-based business coach, social media trainer, and organic homesteader. I have discovered a remarkable solution to disaster-proof my health, my family's well-being, my future income through working from the comfort of my home, blah, blah, blah. Opportunity. Debbie is a blogger and podcaster with her podcast, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, and Connect with Debbie.
Now, did you write that or did I?
Part of it's your, I took, what I did whenever I put somebody in the speaker's cabinet is I go over to their information. So most of this is yours. I just made it fit together. Okay. It's all yours. I just made it fit together. Okay. And then I added down, like you even said, I am thrilled to share this life-changing journey with others and contribute to a healthier, more sustainable world for generations to come. That's yours. Then I added, Debbie is a blogger and podcaster with her podcast, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks.
Okay, cool. So the main thing is change the picture on that.
Yeah, if you gals ever want me to change this, I can. This is all editable if you want anything edited in here. So don't feel that you're stuck with what it says. I try to make you look as good as possible. I try to make you look as successful, and you know, I try to pick the best picture that I can find and all that. Anyhow, this is the speaker's cabinet, and this is where you can find all these folks. So feel free to tap in here and find folks to connect with.
Now, can I ask you another coaching question?
Sure.
You assign every month, or you on so the end of this year, and you are already scheduling all of your speakers for next year.
Yes.
How do you approach them? Or is this something you want to talk to me about later?
No, it's very simple. What I do is you all know I've got like eight different lanes, and so let me show you this. This is going to be helpful because I'm gonna narrow my lanes down. So I want to go back to, we're gonna get out of a couple of these. I'm gonna go back to my link tree, and that was the last thing I wanted to show you. So this is a perfect segue. Mine is this event tab, and this is the easiest way to see it. So when you go to my event tab, you see all of these freebies here. It's we've got the bloggers, the Build a Better Business, and right here we are today, Connections Over Coffee. And this is to create your own masterclass. And then it goes back to the bloggers again. And then here we've got the Ohio Writers Guild and the ins and outs, and then Fit as a Fiddle. So you can see the stuff that says free. Those are my, and Debbie, you'll get this, and Carmela, you've not been in some of the coaching classes, so I'll just mention it so it makes sense. We talk about a sales funnel, how to get people connected to you to try out your products and services. And the best way is to have something free at the beginning. So these calls are my free calls. And that's so folks can kind of check me out, kind of try Kathy out, see if we're going to like to spend any money with her. Then if they go, oh, I love this blogging thing, I definitely want to be in the mastermind, then they can come over here, seeing it's a paid one, and they can join the bloggers. Well, what's happening, and this is going to answer your question kind of a roundabout way, Debbie. What's happening is that I get some great conversation in the newbie bloggers, and then I get some deeper conversation in the mastermind, the paid section. So what I'm going to do starting in January is I'm going to put the freebie right over top the mastermind. So that, why, because again, how many times, and I don't know about you, but Debbie, I know you're going to get this. How many times have you seen something out there and you're like, oh, I love that? And then life gets in the way, and then your intentions were good and you never circled back. And then you're thinking, oh, it's too late now. What was that? I really liked it at the time. Maybe I'll run across it again. I hope I do because I didn't sign up then. Well, now if I scoot the free one right over the mastermind, and they're already in the mindset and they're like, oh yeah, I'm staying on. I love this and I'm staying on. So what I want to show you is if I scoot, there's November, there's clicking, I gotta click twice. There's December. See, I still have the free stuff over here and the paid stuff over here. And then I go into January, look what happens. And here is why. Fridays are crazy for me when I'm back home at the bed and breakfast. The 10 o'clock hour is right when all my guests are coming through. And it's so hard for me to, as Carmela found out earlier this week, it's so hard to clone yourself and be at two places at one time. And so it's hard for me to deal with the guest and be on the podcast at the same time. So what I'm doing is I'm moving everything over here to noon. And so here's where we're going to be. And I already checked with Carmela before I did this. Our networking and connecting is going to be here. Normally the fourth Monday, but you'll notice here in January, the first falls on a Monday. So I just scooted everything down a Monday since there were five Mondays. So this is normally going to be the fourth Monday, but this is a holiday up here. So that's why I scooted it here. I just scooted everything down. So anyway, here is the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. Then here is all of the writers. Here is all of the real estate, and here is all of the network and connecting. So here's where we're going to be, Carmela. And but feel free to join any of the other ones. So just think, Monday at noon. If you girls put Monday at noon on your calendar, you will hit a great content all every day, every Monday. So entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, authors and writers, real estate and networking, and Carmela, all of this applies to you. You're an entrepreneur, you're an author, you're now published, you're a real estate investor, and you're the co-mod of this networking and connecting. Okay, so the only things now
I couldn't
outside
get
of
in
my
the podcast.
Monday, I'm sorry, go ahead, Carmela, what'd you say?
Sorry, didn't I know I tried to jump on the Clubhouse, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been able to get in. And I clicked the thing, but I don't know how that works. And I said, well, maybe I'll have to get with you.
Well, and again, we're going to do away with the Clubhouse and we're going to put all of
Oh.
that connecting in on this call right here on Zoom. Here's
Oh.
another thing. Make a note of this. The Zoom ID codes are going to change. Every Monday at noon is going to have the same code. So you don't have to say, now, what was that code? It's going to be the same code. It's going to be a new one. I'll announce it when we get closer to January. It'll be a new Zoom code, but it'll be the same code every Monday at noon. Then the
Right.
only things outside that didn't fit on Monday at noon was my fit as a fiddle is going to be at 4 o'clock here. That's with Rita. And this one, okay, this is for the real estate. They still wanted to do an in-person. So we're going to do an in-person meet and greet the third Tuesday. So those are the only things that are outside the Monday. So is that helpful?
Yes.
Now, the only other thing I want to mention, and mark your calendars on this one, in November, I'm in Italy the third Friday. So I scooted our Connections Over Coffee up one at 12 noon. So November 10, again, just follow the calendar. November 10. So we're going to change November 17th to November 10. So Carmela, make a note of that one. And she's got her phone ringing. But anyhow, we're just going to change just this one. And then when we get over to December, we're back on the third Friday again. And then it's not until January that we go to. I know. So it's a lot of changes here, the end of the year. But so it's just that November one gets scooted up because I don't think I can get on from Italy. Everybody's telling me that the Wi-Fi over there is very sketchy, and you can probably get on to post some pictures, but you probably won't be able to get on to actually do a whole Zoom call, that the Zoom won't work from Italy. It'll bump me off. So, in conclusion, the magazine is amazing. So, thank you for your contribution. The November Connections Over Coffee call is going to be moved from November 17th to November 10th at 12 noon. December will be as normal on December 15th at 10. And then in January, we will go to that fourth Monday at 12 noon, with January being a little odd because of the holiday. Yes, Debbie.
You forgot to show Carmella
Oh, all right. Thank
AI.
you, Debbie. Okay. Carmela, pay attention. This is gonna make you go.
Yeah.
Because you were struggling, your own words, not mine. We're gonna get rid of the calendar, get rid of the link tree, get rid of my form, get rid of the magazine, just kind of clearing some things up here. All right. Here's what I want to show you. Make a note of this. It's just chat.openai.com. That's the link right there that you want. I'm going to copy that. I have to stop sharing long enough to paste that. Okay, I put that in the chat so you can save that. And here's what I want to show you. I'm using a miscellaneous. You can do a new chat each time, but this is unable to load. Will it let me type? Yeah. So, Carmela, give me a topic. Let's say, oh, I have to write an article for Kathy. What do you name something you'd like to write an article about? Well, do you have anything coming up soon? Let me ask you this. Do you have anything coming up soon that you have to write? Carmela?
You're on mute.
Sorry, I'm talking. We have something. I have something coming about joy, and that's in
Okay.
December, like unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable joy. And is it going to be a blog post, an article, magazine article? What's it for?
Actually, it's for a ladies like tea, like get together.
And it's going to be published in a publication of some sort?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just going to be in the church thing, so I'm not sure if it'd go any further than that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's going to be in print. It's something
Yes.
you have to put in print. Okay. How many words does it have to be?
I don't think I was given a limit like yours, which I
Okay.
think that's what stressed me out because I was trying to. You should have seen me in Word counting my, I was like, okay, how many words do I have?
Okay. Now, this is chatopenai.com. And I clicked, I named it miscellaneous. So you can name it your new chat. You could name it my unspeakable joy article. And here's why. Chat is an artificial intelligence. That's what the AI stands for. So when you type something in a chat, it will remember your tone. It'll remember your topic. It will remember all those things. So you can say, can you write an article about unspeakable joy? And then you can even go back and say, can you make it longer? Can you make it shorter? Can you add the name Carmela in there? And it will remember what it wrote previously, and it'll just adjust what it already wrote. Every time you start a new chat, it gives it a whole new voice. It doesn't have that memory. Does that make sense? Am I making that sound okay?
Yep,
So
that
my
makes sense.
miscellaneous is where I just put everything that I'm playing with because it's all different. So I typed, can you write an article about unspeakable joy? Now, that's all I did. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for your mind to go?
Look, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, so
All right, now I'm going to click the button and watch what happens. Oh, it says,
well,
could you please sign in again? Of course it does. Yeah, every time I want to do something. And
okay,
again, this.
so what's the jump?
Why is it making me ch sign in again? Because it's showing me everything. Unable to load. Let's refresh that. Again, I was sharing, Mark had my computer, he had the Wi-Fi off. He had unplugged it because we were.
Are you still in Florida?
Yes. Here, now it's showing. Okay.
Yes.
All right, now we're ready. I had to refresh my page. It's thinking. Now, I'm not doing anything right now.
Look at Carmela.
Okay. Embracing unspeakable joy, finding bliss beyond words. Have you ever experienced a joy so profound, so all-encompassing that words simply fail to capture its essence? It's that unutterable. I can't even say that word. Ineffable and indescribable sensation and contentment, serenity and happiness that overwhelms your soul. This profound emotion is often referred to as unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy is a state of being that transcends verbal expression. It's a kind of bliss that leaves you in awe, unable to articulate the depths of your elation. It's a feeling that resonates deep within your heart, radiates, blah, blah, blah. I won't read the whole thing. So, what makes unspeakable joy so special is pure, unfiltered. And at the end of the article, so in those moments of indescribable happiness, don't worry about finding the right words, just feel, experience, and let the joy fill your heart in silence. There's your article. Now, here's where I'm going to blow your mind. And she's like, oh, darn, I got a call. Do you need to
No,
take
I don't
that?
have. No, I can call them back, so.
Okay. So now I'm going to say, can you rewrite this for my, because it wouldn't know what religion. So I'm going to say for my Christian group.
But women's group.
Okay. Is it a women's group?
Yep, ladies, yep.
With a bit of Humor. So can you write this for my Christian women's group with a bit of humor? Because remember, chat is going to remember what it already wrote.
And it's thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. With giggles.
Embracing uncontainable joy. Finding giggles in God's goodness.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I love it.
Experienced a joy so profound, so awe-inspiring that it left you feeling like the words in your vocabulary just packed their bags and took a vacation. Well, sisters, you're not alone. We've all felt that deep, uncontainable joy that goes beyond verbal description, that unspeakable joy that has us grinning from ear to ear like we've got a heavenly secret. Don't you love it?
I love that. Oh my gosh. This There's is your- like, oh my gosh.
Now, you're going to love. So, okay.
Your writing experience just became unimaginable.
So, dear sisters, the next time you've enveloped the uncontainable joy, know that it's God giving you a nudge and saying, my child, enjoy the laughter, embrace the happiness, and remember that joy is one of my sweetest gifts to you. So, now, you take this. Let me get to the top here. I know whenever I try to scroll, it scrolls too far. There we go. So now I'm going to copy that. All right. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to jump over here to my emails. It'll take me a minute. I hope you gals have a minute. My computer's getting slow because I got too many things opened up. Come on. It's thinking up here.
Are you really?
I was going to send it to you, but my computer is way too slow all of a sudden. See, I don't have a good connection.
Well, you can at least paste it there, couldn't you? There you go.
Yeah. So I pasted it there. I'll come back and Carmela, what's your email?
Banks10@gmail.com. That's one of many.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it'll go. But anyway, so there's that. Now, can you see here across my computer, I have checked my paper for plagiarism and I have a word count. So I don't want it to open up under anything else. So I'm going to put to the word count. I'm going to open up that word count. And if I paste that article right there, it's 543 words. Isn't that much easier than counting your words?
Oh my gosh, where were you earlier in the month?
It's called wordcount.com.
I just wrote it down.
Okay, so you see how that works, okay? Now, here is check my paper for plagiarism, and it is customwriting.com/check-paper-4-plagiarism. And so you come right here because remember, here's what I want to tell you. AI takes what's out on the website or out on the internet to write. You want to make sure that AI didn't accidentally pick up somebody else's article. Does that make sense? You don't want AI to accident. Now, again, because my computer's slow, it may or may not. This may or may not. Yep, it worked. So it's 100% unique. You see that?
Get out of town. Oh, it's 100% my word.
Unique. So that article is now yours.
Yep.
And you, if it would just go, come on. Anyway, I'll keep trying to send it, but that article is now yours and you are welcome to publish it.
Well, that is amazing. Wow.
You know what I like about it is the fact that on the side, it saves each time you use it so that you don't have to think it's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm. Your life just got really easy, didn't it, Carmela?
I'm just, my mind is still like, those gerbils are still going, what just happened? What just happened?
Now, you are ready to create a blog and join our blogging group because now you are ready to start writing about what it is that you want to advertise so that folks get to know, like, and trust you so that they will spend money with you. So now you can start doing articles about your oils. You can start doing articles about service. You can start doing articles about whatever you want to do articles about. And you just have an easy way to write. Now, here's what I'm going to tell both you gals. When you get into writing, be careful about bragging about AI. And here's why. You've got some old-time writers that are really, really, really kind of pissed off about it because they feel that now everybody's going to be a good writer and it could knock them out of business. As a matter of fact, all the writers in Hollywood went on strike over it.
Right. Are they still, have
Why?
they settled that?
I have no idea, but see that they're worried, see that them writing these storylines for all of these TVs and movies are going to be non-existent. Now, but keep in mind, in our society, and well, first let me tell you this, you're going to have folks clear on the left and clear on the right and a million and one opinions in the middle about AI. So if it were me, I would just keep it to yourself. It's just a tool. I mean, even Grammarly is an AI tool. And most writers use Grammarly and they're like, well, that's okay. We just don't want you. And I'm like, well, what's the difference? It's just at what level of AI are you going to use? So my point is I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. It's up to you. Does that make sense?
It
Because
does.
there's going to be some haters out there that are going to say that's you didn't really write that.
Right. That's not you talking.
Yeah. So
No.
yeah, so I wouldn't even make a big deal out of it. It's just a tool in your toolbox. Okay? Just like the plagiarism site, just like the word count, those are all just tools in your writing toolbox.
And just on a side note, we just or I have Windows 11 now on my
Okay.
computer. Do you know that it automatically comes with AI?
Everything's going to come with it. Canva comes
Exactly.
with AI. Teachable comes with AI. Everything comes with AI these days, because it's a
Amazing.
great tool. So, but if you've not seen it in operation, you have a tendency not to use it. And that's why I wanted to show it to Carmela. And that's why Debbie was excited because, you know, Debbie saw it a few weeks ago and it's changed her world.
I did not want you to forget to tell her.
So there's that. So, okay. So any aha moments today, Debbie? We're going to start with you because I know Carmela's still thinking about her aha moments.
Well, this was a great review, and I really appreciate you going through the different format or the platform that you use for your magazine, because I agree that so many are, I'll start reading it, and when I have to do this, and I stop reading it, you know?
Because it's
And
too
actually,
hard.
what I'll
Yeah.
do is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's too hard. You want a magazine. Normally, when you think of a magazine, you want it to be entertaining and not a lot of work because you're
Right.
doing it to entertain yourself or to kill some time or to catch up on some things and aside from work. And you don't want the magazine to become a job.
Very, very true. Very
So
true.
that's why you leave it if it's too hard. That's my
Right.
opinion.
Right. Well, and I forgot. I mean, I know I have Linktree. I've already done it, but when you brought it up, I thought, oh, I could add my articles there, which I'm glad you went through everything that you've done today because it just reminds me, okay, in my slow brain, I've had so much going on that I have forgotten things. And that's why I didn't get an article in for you. I just had too much going on. So I and then a week ago or last Monday or something, you showed me how I can already have my article for your magazine in December out of what I just wrote for Nikki. And Carmela, it was amazing. Kathy walked me right through it. I did the chat GI. She told me what to write. And boom, my article for December is done. And it was amazing how, and then the important thing to remember is that if you're blogging or you haven't started, you have a jump start now onto writing up your posts and then scheduling them, once a month and doing the process. And then you just sit back and your articles are going to pop out and you just worked at it for like 2 hours at the beginning of the month. Am I correct? Okay.
Yes. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of statistics to keep in mind. When you're going to take an article that gets published, you can only publish an article once. You
Okay.
never want to repeat the publication of an article or a blog post. You only want to do it once. So if you want to use it, like Debbie is wants to use what she wrote for Nikki, then to use it in my magazine, it has to be 80% different. No, no, no. 70% different, only 30% the same. It has to be 70% different. And once it's published, you can pop it into that plagiarism and it'll tell you what percentage different it is or what percentage it's the same. And so what it is you want to make sure that your article is 70% different, only 30% the same. That makes it tough. Sometimes it's almost easier to go to AI and have it, take. You can take that same article and paste it in there and say, can you make this 70% different?
Oh.
And but then test it against each other to see if it is. But anyhow, so that's statistic number one, is that 70-30 rule. When you go over to the plagiarism, you want it to be 80% original. If you're writing something for the first time, make sure it's 80% original. 20% can be the same as something else out there on the internet. Now, the one we just tested for Carmella came out 100% original. But if it comes out where there is some phrases, like and here's the one example I shared with Debbie. I write a lot about real estate. Well, those phrases are the same, mortgage rate and appreciation and a lot of those words. If I write an article about appreciation in real estate, it's going to come back that a zillion articles out there use the word appreciation. Well, because that's one of the common words in real estate. So of course it's going to be out there. So my article needs to be at least 80% original, because 20% are oftentimes where I use the same words that are in that industry. So 80% is the good rule on the plagiarism, to be original. And 70% original on any of the articles that you want to rewrite that are yours.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So keep in mind those percentages. And if you do the 80% rule across the board on everything, you're safe. That way you don't have to go, now which one was which? So I just like everything to be 80% original when I pop it into the plagiarism. And I check everything I write. If I sat down and wrote every single word right out of my brain, I still pop it in there and test it. Because as they say, there's nothing new under the sun. And maybe I just read a book, and so now I'm, or maybe I just read somebody else's article and I'm like, hey, that's a great topic. And now I'm writing an article on the same topic. And I just want to make sure that no one can say that I stole somebody else's material. Because there are attorneys out there that all they do is double check stuff to see and send you a letter that you have to pay $5,000 because somebody is suing you for using their article or something. So
Oh.
just be sure that you double check it. Okay, Carmela, aha moments for you, girl.
Let me
She's got a whole page.
here.
Did I freeze up or did
Kathy, I just want to thank you and Debbie. I mean, this has been a good education thing for me. Oh, this has been an awesome education for me, the tips and everything. And also an emotional moment knowing that that article that I wrote is like, man, I'm a writer, really. And it's like, I can do this.
Yes.
And, I was nervous, I will admit. I mean, I literally shed tears because I didn't think I could do it. And I was pushing and then one day I said, you know what? I'm just gonna let it flow. Whatever comes, I'm putting it on paper just to check. And I did. And then all of a sudden things started just flowing.
Yep, that's how it works. Yep,
And
I
I
love
had
that.
Farley go over. So thank you, Kathy. But and I mean all the tips today, especially like the electronic business card, that's kind of nice. And I've
Yeah.
heard of it. I think someone, I was at a networking thing and they mentioned something. I'm like, what's this all about? But I never got a chance to ask them. But I am going to, like I said, I will be working on my hero's journey this. I'll be home.
Well,
My
and
events got canceled, so
it's
this.
a lot of information all at once, Carmela, and I get it. So, the first thing that you have to decide is what platform are you going to use, because you don't want to do all this work and have it all spread out on all these different platforms and then say, oh, I wish I would have had that. I wish I would have known earlier. So now I have to redo it, and you don't want to have to redo your work. So pick a website platform. Wix or Weebly or HostGator or whatever works for you. Are you using one now that you're familiar with, Carmela?
No.
Google
No.
e Google go in and Google easy to use website platforms. You want plug and play or drag and drop. Those are the words you want to look for, and just go in and maybe watch some tutorials over on YouTube and choose one that is real simple. That you can do, because the harder it is, the less you're going to want to sit down, and you're too busy to try to figure it out and teach yourself how to code websites. So just pick something really super easy, drag and drop, plug and play type site. And if it were me, and again, this is another whole course, I would choose my name as my domain. Mine is kathybinner.com, choose carmelabanks.com. And then you can name your pages. Like Freestyle Living Magazine or the podcast or the you can name your different pages on your website anything you want, because your page links, your actual page titles of your website are all searchable on Google. So, but make the original domain carmelabanks.com. And oftentimes when you find the website that you want to use, it comes with a free domain for a year or two. And you just have to search, and my guess is yours would be available, because I don't know any other Carmelas. So it's very likely that your Carmela Banks is going to be available.com. And if not, you could choose a .net, whatever. But anyhow, get that first, so that when you're deciding, okay, now I want to launch a blog, now maybe I want to launch a podcast, maybe I want to, have my own magazine down the road. I mean, whatever it is you want to do. Now you've got a place that as you're doing it, you don't have to go back later and go, oh, now I got to redo all this. Does that make sense? I think
Yes, it does.
Carmela, Carmela.
It
Oh,
makes
I guess
perfect.
it's my website's freezing up. Sorry about that.
Makes perfect sense.
Good, 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 good. All right, ladies, this has been fun. Sorry I kept you longer, but this has been a great call. I hope I've added some value in your world. And I didn't mean to make Carmela cry, but it was a happy cry.
It was. Thank you so very much.
And Debbie, I can't wait for your article. It's going to be so much fun. So next month, remember, we are changing from November 17th to November 10th. At 12 noon. So put that on your calendar. November 10 at 12 noon is this call next month, because on the 17th, I'm going to be in Italy and I don't think I can Zoom. I can probably post some pictures, but I don't think I'm going to be able to Zoom from there. And then in December, we're back on track on December 15th at 10 a.m. And then in January, we are going to be January 29th at noon. And then from then on, it will be the fourth Monday at noon.
Okay.
This particular call. And we're going to, then in January, we're going to funnel all of our Clubhouse into this one as well.
Thanks, Kathy, for everything today.
Yes. Thank you, gals, for being on.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see everybody next time. Yes, I can't wait to see what you're going to write, Carmilla, and I'll get that article over to you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.